So we're going to go on just a little bit of a journey together. And when the music starts, I'll close my eyes. I'll invite you guys to close your eyes and I'll lead you through a little meditation. And then we'll come back and we'll dive into everything else that we have planned for the day. So fun to see you guys. Okay, so I'm going to start the music, and once you hear it, I'll just invite you to close your eyes and take a couple deep breaths. So here we go. Right, so take a moment and find that center place, find that part of you that is always within reach. Take a couple deep breaths and remind yourself that there's nowhere you need to be right now. There's nothing you have to do. There's no one you have to take care of. You can just arrive right here. And I want you to see your soul, your higher self, your consciousness. Really congratulating you, the three-dimensional you, all of you, for making your way here. I want you to really just honor the courage and the expansion and all of the things that allowed you to find your way here today. And now let's just see if we can really and truly find some space, really start to move into the 5D. So see if you can be aware of the space around you, all of that space that you're just floating in. See if you can put your awareness in the space between your right shoulder and the room that you're in. Can you feel that space? And if your mind wanders, that's what minds do. We just notice it with gentleness, with humor, with loving kindness, and we just invite our mind back. We bring our attention back. And that's it. Right in that moment, you just won. And so we want to bring our attention to the space on the left side of us between our left shoulder and the room that we're in. Just feel into that space. And can you feel the space above your head, about 8 inches above your head? Feel that space, and can you feel that there's energy? There's energy there. Let's see if we can move that energy through our whole being. Can you feel the space in the center of your head? Can you feel where you are? In space, in this vast, expansive, infinite field. And can you bring your attention to the space in your throat? Just the space, whatever energy is there all around your throat, and how it extends far beyond your 3D. Your three-dimensional space, but there's so much more space. And can you feel the energy as it moves down into your chest, into your heart? Can you feel how it just expands beyond? Can you feel that energy like inches in front of you? So often we see through such a small lens. And when we meditate, we widen the aperture and we start to see, not with our eyes, but with our soul. We start to feel how much space, how much expansion is right here. And it feels so good. And can you now be aware of the part of you that's just aware? The part of you that's the witness, the part of you that witnesses your mind, the part of you that witnesses the story that your mind tells, the part of you that is, was, and always will be. Part of you that is such a conductor of love, of joy, of boundless, infectious beauty. And that part of you doesn't have a body. That part of you is not trapped in a particular space. It's not bound by time. Feel how good it feels to come home to this part, this consciousness, this awareness, this soul, this part of you that is an extension of the creator of the universe. And just feel the gratitude for being here on this assignment, having this particular body in this particular time and space to do the job you came to do. And what a gift. What a massive gift that you didn't have to earn. And all you have to do is be receptive, be in tune. Plugged in, turned on, tuned in. You think of beauty of dolphins swimming. Think of the beauty of Stevie Wonder singing. Think of the beauty of eagles soaring, and as majestic and as perfect as it is, it's so simple. Takes no effort, just plugged in, tuned in, tapped in, turned on, doing their dance, letting the energy dance through. And how your soul craves to let go of resistance and to be so receptive, so feel the volume turning up on the receptivity. And I want you to see if you can feel as your ego turns toward your higher self, turns toward God, turns toward the creator of this universe and says, what would you have me do? Where would you have me go? What would you have me say? How can I be the greatest conductor, conduit of love, of possibility, of magic? And in this moment, you answer to that. You don't answer to the ego. You don't answer to the old stories. You don't answer to the past. You only answer to that. And how good does it feel? You're no longer the story, you're no longer the program, no longer in resistance. Now your body answers to a new mind, a higher, elevated level of mind. And this level of mind fuels you, heals you, directs you, and it's so easy here. Flow. just in flow. And from this place, I want you to remember your future. I want you to remember your assignment. I want you to see it. How do you walk? How do you love? How do you live? What are you doing in this place where you remember your assignment? What experiences are awaiting you there? See it. Feel it. How does it feel? Your thoughts turn to things. It's as simple as that. So if you can think it and you can feel it, you just stepped into the magnet. And so it is. And since gratitude is the ultimate state of receptivity, how does it feel to be so grateful for this assignment, to have these experiences, to love this way, to live this way, to feel this way? How much gratitude do you have for being able to experience this? And in this moment, your frequency is in harmony. Your radio's on. And this is it. And you are building a world with your vibration. And what you broadcast is what is. Now take your hand and place it on your heart. And I want you to have so much compassion for yourself and so much gratitude. And when we open our eyes, we'll bring our awareness back, but to a different body, to a different space. To a different life. And just have gratitude for this new life, for this new level of mind that your body is now responding to. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes.